Hello and welcome to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests Deb Dingus and Llewellyn Deeds with the United Way of Licking County. Brought you in because there's a lot going on with the United Way of Licking County. But real quick, if either one of you could, how did Week of Caring go? How about a little wrap up on that? How successful was Week of Caring?
Well, I'll turn it over to Llewellyn. I think it went fabulous.
It was our 30th year, and it was a great, great week. I'm still putting in numbers. That's how many numbers we had. But we had probably 25 projects completed with 200 volunteers. And the beautiful part of that is that those folks that signed up to volunteer are now reaching out to us asking, can we get another project? Can we do something else? And companies are doing that. So we love the energy, the fact that people learned about some of our amazing nonprofits and what they really do, and then want to stay involved. So that's our goal at United Way, is to get people volunteering so they know about their community, and then help these nonprofits, because they may have the paint, they may have the tools and the supplies, but they don't have the time because they're taking care of the very important job that they do. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that.
So what about the space that Robertson Construction was working on downtown?
That's where I hide now.
that's too many windows to be hiding in there now. Come on.
It's fabulous. So it is a beautiful space that we've got a really pretty countertop on there that we can take our laptops in, meet with some folks. So now it's what kind of furniture do we put in there and how do we start getting the community to use it? But yeah, the crew is fabulous, and all of the work that you did.
With the paintbrush.
All that work. Yes, yes, yes.
But no, the carpet's cleaned. Just a ton of wonderful companies came in and made a huge difference in that room.
That's great.
Yeah, we are so appreciative of all of the work and just all of the people who came out, donated their time, their energy, their supplies to make that possible in our office. But with all of the projects, that week, a week of caring, because that's how we support our community and improve our community, not only giving, advocating, but volunteering. It's a big part of what we do.
Real quick, Llewellyn, if folks want to volunteer, I know you have that volunteer hub. Is it just simply go to the United Way's website and just click on that?
Yep, unitedwaylc.org, and then click on the link up the top that says get involved. That's going to take you to the volunteer hub, and we've got a big need right now for a couple different projects. So we need some folks at the community drop-in shelter 3 days a week. They're from 10 to 2, and they just need folks to help kind of put some food out, direct people, really easy task. And then we're preparing for winter. I mean, it's gorgeous out there now, and we've got a beautiful week coming. But when it gets 10 and degrees and below, we're going to open that warming shelter. So we need some volunteers. The 28th of this month, we are having a de-escalating training. And that just kind of prepares you for what you're going to see if you help at the warming shelter. So, yeah, give us a call at United Way if you want more information, or click on the volunteer hub.
Deb, I know coming up, Llewellyn was talking about that. I happened to see that on somebody's website yesterday, or Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about that, so I'm appreciative that you mentioned it. But for you specifically, we brought you in. You guys are going to be having a community forum to talk about homelessness and available housing here in the county. And it's a big issue everywhere, Deb. But, I mean, really here lately in the city of Newark, because we know what's been happening with city council and what they may be voting on Monday night. But this is a big issue, and folks need to come out and learn about it.
Sure. So first of all, it won't be the traditional community partner council format that we typically have. This will be more of a community, what I want to call a conversation. It's been a few years since we've had the opportunity to gather together people who work in the areas of homelessness and housing. And there are so many. There are so many not-for-profits and organizations who really are doing wonderful things in our community. And so we note there's a need. And again, this isn't just a response to what might be the potential ordinances passed by a city. It's really just timely and something that United Way has been working with for a number of years, as you know. COVID put a derailing, on a few of our activities. But if anything, the conversations in our community have really been a catalyst to say, okay, let's do something positive and let's get all of that positive energy back together. Let's all align, work collectively, and commit to doing something that's going to be constructive to help those people who are most vulnerable in, you know, living on the streets or just housing insecure, struggling and worrying about losing their current housing. And that's what this opportunity is going to be about, Dave. And then we look forward to future meetings as we continue to move toward some concrete solutions that'll help improve the situation.
It seems like it's a difficult road to navigate somewhat because, like, I live north and we see people walking down Route 13 to Newark. And it's because there are programs here where there aren't programs, say, in Utica or Johnstown or things. So how do you balance that, like attracting homeless people with programs where other communities don't have it to continuing to provide those great services?
Well, I'm not kind of quite where you're going with that, but what I will say, downtown Newark currently is the hub of a variety of services that are provided. Mm-hmm. As we know also, those folks that are a part of the early release programs with the Department of Corrections are released to our community at a variety of hours of the day back to our community. And they're mandated to perhaps report to adult day court reporting. They have stipulations. And so there's not a lot of choice, you know. So reentry is a really critical part of the continuum of care when we address homelessness and housing. And as you know, for a long time, transportation has been an obstacle for people to receive help with services. So again, you'll find that we have a concentrated amount of folks experiencing homelessness or housing insecurity in Newark because this is where the programs are, and that makes sense.
Yeah, and then two, what are you hearing about affordable housing? I mean, because that has been a hot button issue for years and years. Yeah. Are there starts coming? Are there you know, as a conversation about the homelessness problem in Newark? Is there any movement in that?
I have been a part of conversations around, and I'll use the word now, affordable housing. But what I'd like for us also to use is the word attainable housing.
Okay.
Because people are giving the word affordable housing such a bad rap today. And what it really means is that affordable might be I make a certain amount of money a month and 30% of what I make goes toward that rent or that mortgage. But we know that there are many, many, many people who are spending most of their income with housing. So we say it's really not affordable, right? Because you've got other things to pay for. You've got cars and gas and food and health and daycare and all of those other things that you need to pay for. And if you're spending, you know, a majority of your dollars that you're bringing in to your household just on housing, something's going to give, right? And we know that we've seen an increase in the housing rates, not only here in Licking County, but across the region. So I have heard a lot of conversations happening in our community, a lot of good momentum. People want to be involved. Another word that we hear out there is workforce housing. That's critical as well. Our county is growing, and the opportunities for employment, we're blessed to have a growing community that is focusing on economic development. But if you're going to have new jobs and communities that are growing, well, then you've got to have housing, attainable housing at all price points. And so we need public-private partnerships to form, come together, support those developers. You know, Framework did a really great job of saying, you know, we need to all come together, work collaboratively, collectively in addressing some of the issues, not just with infrastructure, right? Roads and, you know, zoning regulations, but we need to think about housing as well as a vital part of the puzzle when we think about economic development. So workforce housing, what does that look like depending on, you know, somebody over there making $150,000 a year versus somebody making $45,000 a year? Everybody who's in the workforce, right, deserves to have a house that they can afford within their budget.
You know, before we take a break, there's so many things that you hear, and again, from covering, and I only know because, you know, cover the meetings in Newark, and back to Joel's point, I've heard people say, oh, they're busing homeless people in here. Is that what's happening? I've heard people say, well, they want to be homeless. They don't want to get the help. Sometimes, and I'm not saying everybody isn't. I mean, there might be one or two people that might be doing that, Devin. You're shaking your head because you've heard this 100 times. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, how do you respond to that? I mean, what is... Without wanting to throw something at somebody, how do you respond to something like that?
Yeah. I think, you know, there is a level of frustration around this issue. And so it's many folks, and it's not just in the areas of housing, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. In many areas of our civic discussions, we are quick to blame one sector or one program or one reason. And the truth is, there is not one reason why people enter the homeless system. There is not one reason. It could be I had a fire, I didn't have insurance, or I lost my job, or I had a major health crisis. It could be that, yeah, I'm struggling with mental health issues or substance use disorder. It could be a variety of reasons of why people enter the homelessness system and why people are housing insecure. It could also be, inflation, right? That's certainly a layer on there. And different organizations identify what it means to be homeless in different ways. HUD has a definition. Mm-hmm. The Ohio Department of Education has a different definition. And so understanding the larger picture of homelessness and housing is a very complex issue. And so people will throw out these things like, well, they're busing them into our community. We have heard that for years. And I will tell you, anybody who works in the area of homelessness and housing, that urban legend, that myth, has been swirling around for decades. I have never seen a bus directed by a program who's coming over and letting 20 people out into our community because we have so many programs.
You hear it. I hear
about it. I will tell you, folks get released from being incarcerated by a van or by some form of transportation. But that's what happens as a part of our justice system, especially after 2018 when the Ohio Department of Corrections decided to participate in an early release program with Tier 4, Tier 5 felons. Mandated back to our county to use adult day court reporting, right? And sometimes you get released from the justice system at whatever time you got arrested. So it could be 3:00 in the morning. Mm. And here you are. Yeah. I get my 30 days of mental health meds or physical health meds. I maybe have no job. I don't have transportation. Maybe my family doesn't want anything to do with me, so I have no house. And by HUD's definition and standards, I can't be declared homelessness until after 3 days. What do I do? I would encourage people to just really learn about some of these issues. And this is another reason why we want to have community conversations, to provide education as much as possible so that, first of all, we can dispel any myths, educate people on the facts, and invite people to be a part of the solutions. Don't just sit around and throw stones about what's happening if you're not willing to roll up your sleeves and ask, what can I do to help?
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guests today, Deb Dingus and Lou Ellen Deeds with the United Way of Licking County. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.